That night they lay in the hall and slept uneasily for the wailing of Mem and of Ebun, his other son. When that ceased, they could not tell, but when they woke at last, the dwarves were gone, and the chamber was closed by a stone. The day was fair again, and in the morning sunshine the outlaws washed in the pool and prepared such food as they had. And as they ate, Mem stood before them. He bowed to Turin. "He is gone, and all is done," he said. "He lies with his fathers. Now we turn to such life as is left, though the days before us may be short. Does Mem's home please you? Is the ransom paid and accepted?" "It is," said Turin. "Then all is yours. Order your dwelling here as you will, save this. The chamber that is closed, none shall open it but me."
"We hear you," said Turin. "But as for our life here, we are secure, or so it seems. But still we must have food and other things. How shall we go out? Or still more, how shall we return?" To their disquiet, Mem laughed in his throat.
"Do you fear that you have followed a spider to the heart of his web? Eh, Mem does not eat men, and a spider could ill deal with 30 wasps at a time. See, you are armed, and I stand here bare. No, we must share, you and I, house, food, and fire, and maybe other winnings. The house, I guess, you will guard and keep secret for your own good, even when you know the ways in and out. You will learn them in time. But in the meantime, Mem must guide you, or Ebun his son, when you go out, and one will go where you go and return when you return, or await you at some point that you know and can find unguided. Ever nearer and nearer home will that be, I guess."
To this Turin agreed, and he thanked Mem, and most of his men were glad, for under the sun of morning, while summer was yet high, it seemed a fair place to dwell in. Androg alone was ill-content. "The sooner we are masters of our own goings and comings, the better," he said. "Never before have we taken a prisoner with a grievance to and fro on our ventures."
End of Disc 3.